Psalm 40 is a psalm of David, and we're going to look at a few verses, and then we're going to sing some songs that remind us of what the verses are teaching. In Acts 13, verse 22, God says that the reason that David was selected to be king is because he was a man that was after God's own heart, who was going to do God's will. And David always had a song, it seems like, in his heart. And it's God's will for us that we speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that we sing and we make melody in our hearts to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19. Psalm 40 is a psalm about a king who would come in the likeness of David, the son of David, Jesus Christ our Lord. And Jesus is often called David in the psalms. And the reason he's called that is because, like David, he would be a king that would deliver the people, deliver Israel. Jesus came to set up his kingdom, the church, Matthew 16, 18, and 19. And like David, he saves his people. And so we're going to look at not only how David feels in Psalm 40, but also more particularly how it applies to the Lord and then also to us. Psalm 40 begins, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings." Jesus waited patiently. He went through his passion of enduring all the suffering. He went to the cross. He died. He was placed in that tomb, and he waited patiently for the Father to raise him out of the pit, the grave. Psalm 16 is another psalm about Christ, and it says in verse 10 that God would not leave his soul in hell. And really, that's exactly what God did. He didn't leave him there. Peter, in Acts 2:27, quotes Psalm 16:10 and said that Jesus said to the Father, "You will not leave my soul in Hades," that is, in the realm of the dead, in the pit. Aren't you thankful that God raised Jesus from the dead? Amen. And as this applies to us, when we're sunk into the pit of sin, we've got to trust in God to raise us up out of that and to place us on the firm rock, the rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. There stands a rock on shores of time that rears to heaven its head sublime. That rock is cleft and they are blessed who find within this cleft a rest. Some build their hopes on the ever-drifting sand, some on their fame or their treasure or their land. Mine's on the rock that forever shall stand, Jesus, the rock of ages. That rock's a cross, its arms outspread, celestial glory bathes its head. To its firm base my all I bring, and to the cross of ages cling. Some build their hopes on the ever-drifting sand, some on their fame or their treasure or their land. Mine's on the rock that forever shall stand, Jesus, the rock of ages.
He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Now, in a sense, David was distinct from us when he says that the Lord put a new song in my heart, because in 2 Samuel 23, verse 2, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." God gave him words. However, any time there is a cause for rejoicing, we can say it's time to sing a new song. And you think about Psalm 22, which portrays Jesus hanging on the cross. And it talks about how they mocked him and how they're surrounding him and how they're casting lots for his clothing. And it goes through all that, and then it comes to verse 22, and it says that I will sing your praise. I will declare your name before them. I'll sing your praise in the midst of the congregation. And there was a lot of despicable acts that went into Jesus going to the cross. But what God accomplished there is something that we can praise God about. The fact that he gave us redemption, that he gave us victory over sin and over death, is what happened there at the cross. I think about Revelation 5 and how that gives us this glimpse of the throne room of heaven. And the one seated on the throne has a scroll, has a book in his right hand, and they're looking for somebody that's worthy to open that book. And the Bible says that John wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book. And then they found the Lamb, Jesus Christ, of the root of David, that was worthy to open the seals of that book. And in verses 9 through 10, when he comes to open the book, they say to him, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." And so because Jesus died on the cross, we are given victory, and it's an occasion that we should rejoice over. I think about some places in my life where God, in a sense, put a new song in my heart because I was just filled with joy. Think about when you were first baptized. You remember the Ethiopian eunuch when he was baptized, when he confessed Christ and he came up out of that water. Acts 8:39 says that he went on his way rejoicing. And, you know, James 5 says in verse 13, "Is any merry? Let him sing songs." And so we have something to sing about. We are tremendously blessed people. You think about those Pharisees that were exalted mountains of self-righteousness. They didn't live a happy life. They trusted in themselves, and they were telling themselves the lie that they were right when they weren't. But we are blessed when we trust the Lord rather than putting trust in ourselves. And so we have a lot of things to sing to God and to praise him for, especially for our salvation. And so God's really put a song in our heart as we trust and obey him.
It took my burdens all away up to a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me. Oh, praise his name, he is my king. A wonderful song he is to me. I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. And some of these days in that fair land, sing with a chorus grand. He gave me a song, a wonderful song. He gave me a song to sing about. He lifted me from sin and doubt. Oh, praise his name, he is my king. A wonderful song he is to me. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. We look at this physical creation around us, and it just cries out that God is wonderful. Think about how big the universe is and all the intricacies of it. It's really beyond our minds to really comprehend. But even more than that, when you think about what Jesus did, what God did through him in order to save us, that's something that we cannot fathom. It goes beyond us. And so let's think about how God's works are beyond even our own comprehension.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure. that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss! The father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then I said, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. This prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus came into the world to do the will of the Father. For hundreds of years, people would offer sacrifices, animal sacrifices, on an altar that Hebrews 10:4 says could not take away sin. The only one who could take away sin was him that did the Father's will perfectly. Now David, who penned these words, he only partially did the will of God, but Jesus did the entirety of God's will. As he said in John 6, verse 38, I came not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And remember that according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, the Spirit of Christ was in the Old Testament prophets. And so this portion of the psalm is in reality the Spirit of Christ speaking. It's quoted in Hebrews 10, verse 7 to talk about Jesus. And it's Jesus saying this, that it was his choice to do the Father's will, and he chose to give up his life that he might take it up again. And so we should have the same attitude as well. We should endeavor to submit our wills entirely to the will of the Father. Amen. And put his law into our hearts and live it out in our lives.
To Jesus I surrender all, to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. How shall the young secure their hearts and guard their lives from sin? Thy word the choicest rules impart to keep the conscience clean, to keep the conscience clean. Thy word is everlasting truth. How pure is every page. That holy book shall guide our youth and well support our age. And well support our age.
I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Jesus came here to declare the truth, the message of salvation, so that people could be saved. And many times when Jesus spoke the truth about himself, especially, the people were ready to stone him. They were ready to kill him. You know, Jesus did not conceal the truth for fear that people might harm him. And it's said, the saying goes, silence is golden. But you know, it can also be yellow. We need to make sure that we stand up and speak out for our Lord. We need to lovingly, firmly tell people God's message and not cowardly hide it from the world that needs it so badly.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. When in a better land before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls will be if any lost one there should cry in deep despair, you never mentioned him to me. You never mentioned him to me. You helped me not the light to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never mentioned him to me. Oh, let us spread the word where'er it may be heard. Help groping souls the light to see, that yonder none may say, you showed me not the way. You never mentioned him to me. You never mentioned him to me. You help me not the light to see. You met me day by day and knew I was astray, yet never mentioned him to me.
Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about, mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Here David prays for God's help and deliverance, because his sins surround him. The number of them is more than the hairs of his head. And really, we could say the same thing. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what about Jesus? How does this apply to him? He had no sin. The truth is, though, that he bore all of our sins. Why did Jesus cry out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because he was taking all of our sins upon him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy. maze I tread, and griefs around me spread. Be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day. Wipe sorrow's tears away. Nor let me ever stray from thee aside.
Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for reward of their shame and say unto me, aha, aha. The prayer here that David utters is that his enemies might be confounded. And that's true of Jesus as well, that those people surrounding Jesus when he hung on the cross, and that in a sense said to him, aha, as a sense of a taunt or a reproach that the gospel accounts record for us. Their purposes were frustrated. They thought that Jesus would no longer trouble them anymore, that his words would no longer bother their conscience, and that they could be done with him fully and finally, that they had him in his power, that they had the victory. But little did they know that Jesus was about to give the victory to his people, and they would be a long way from hearing the end of Jesus Christ. And so just as a field is desolate and doesn't bring forth any fruit, their plans to destroy Jesus never came to fruition. And you think about Jesus' words in Matthew 24:15, how he said the abomination of desolation would come into the city of Jerusalem. The Romans, who were abominable, came in AD 70, just as Jesus predicted. And they made the city, they made the temple and the city desolate. They destroyed the nation. And that really was a fitting punishment for the way that they treated the Messiah. Jesus said in Luke 13:1-5, he said, you know, those that were killed by Herod when they were sacrificing, your blood will be mingled as well with your sacrifices in the temple if you don't repent and turn to me. He also said, those that died when the Tower of Siloam fell, your stones will fall on you if you don't repent and turn to me. And so he gave them ample warning, but they were punished. And so it is true also that the person that does not obey Jesus, their punishment is also fitting if they do not obey him. And so we can be assured that if we're with Jesus, we've got the victory over our enemies. But if we're not with him, we're one of those enemies that he's going to vanquish in the end.
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers, rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
The last two verses of this psalm read, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Do you love the salvation of the Lord? You know, we all stand in need of it. We are poor and needy, but God stands willing to give us this wonderful gift of salvation if we will obey him. He is our help. He's our deliverer. Jesus says to us, if you believe not that I am he, you'll die in your sins. John 8:24. You've got to believe that Jesus is the Christ. He said in Luke 13:3, if you don't repent, you'll all likewise perish. We've got to repent or turn from our sins. He said in Matthew 10, verse 32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. We have to confess our faith in Christ before men. And Jesus also said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We have to be baptized into Christ for the remission of our sins. Maybe we've done those first things and we've wandered away. Jesus says in Revelation 2, verse 10, that we should be faithful unto death, and then he'll give us the crown of life. We're going to sing two songs as an invitation, so please remain standing through the second song. If you see your need today, if you recognize that you're poor and needy and you're in need of forgiveness of sins, maybe you've never obeyed the gospel through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism, or maybe you have done that and you've wandered away and you need the prayers of the church, will you come while together we stand and while we sing these two songs?
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Her shall keep her jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph for the tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.